Hammer Time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Portis, and how are ya? Yeah, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. How are you on this rainy day? 803-0930 in the 716. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. You can also text us on the VWOP text board by writing your question in there, and we will read it on the air. Either way, anyway, we'd love to have you be part of the show. It is open phone lines today. No agenda on my part. A couple things to tell you about, though, including an update on the budget. So we'll start with that. We're going to talk about gutter cleaning and ladder safety. And, of course, anything you want to talk about, it's open phone lines today at 716-803-0930 as we fully are entrenched now in spring and our lawns are being cut for the first time and the spring flowers are blooming and things are looking green. So it's springtime, and it's time to be optimistic and get ready for the upcoming renovation season. And we'd love to hear what is on your mind this springtime. Another thing that we're going to be doing some shows on in the future is this value crunch that people are finding themselves in, where they're in a home that may be undersized, but they have a 2 or 3% mortgage, and they can't replace it because when they go to replace that, the mortgage is going to be 7 or 8%. And home equity is not affordable yet either right now because those are still in the high 7s or 8s. So it's kind of in a crunch time that we're in with financing a renovation. So I'd like to hear your opinion about that as well at 803-0930. So the budget, real quick. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this today, but I do want you to know that when you pay your gas bill, you should put a little congratulations note in that, as well as a pat on the back to the New York State Assemblyman that you know in your neighborhood. Because, folks, I'm happy to report that the New York Heat Act did not make the budget. The Assembly is the ones who stopped it. Now, the Heat Act is part of this transition to electrification. And what it basically says is that the automatic pilot that neighborhoods are built on for gas lines should be stopped. And so that's not going to happen, thank God, because this did not pass, as I said, at least not yet in this budget. The Assembly could vote on it independently, by the way, and pass it subsequently. But the pro side for passing this HEAT Act says the current law is slanted towards natural gas. And that is a quote from Michael Gerard. He's an environmental lawyer at Columbia. This new law would level the playing field and take away some of the preferences. There's so many holes in what he's saying here. More than half of New York State's greenhouse gases come from buildings and transportation. And in New York City, buildings account for 70% of those emissions. The Climate Act signed into law 2019 requires New York to decrease greenhouse gases. So the race against time here is saying that the automatic natural gas connection is part of the problem, where we do not have a choice to electrify only. So the opponents certainly fear the proposal will cost jobs in the gas industry. And if you remove service to a neighborhood, you're inevitably going to impact service in the surrounding area. That's according to National Fuel. Alternative energy should be readily available and affordable across the state before proposals like the HEAT Act are considered. And that's from the AFL-CIO. One of the bill's goals is to cap energy bills for customers, although it does not specifically say how. And again, there is the rub. How? So, good news, it did not pass yet. And bad news, it's still hanging out there. And again, National Fuel lobbied heavily, and so did the New York State Assembly. And right now, it is not part of the New York State budget for the upcoming year. However, as I said in previous shows, looming is the fact that 100% electrification is still coming to new construction. residential new construction, January of 26. So that is right around the corner. And anyway, we got a little reprieve on the mandate for electrification and the lack of transmission of gas lines being installed. A little bit of a rebate, a reprieve on that. So we'll keep you up to date, and yeah, we'll be the first to be telling you about it because nobody else seems to be talking about it here. 803-0930 is the number for you this Saturday morning here on WBEN. Outside the 716, it's 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open and operating for you to text your question in at 803-0930 in the 716. And don't forget, you can always stop by and see us at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We'd love to show you around. Everything we do is on display. Our room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line made right here in Western New York. Better living, sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings. Oh, and there's that cooking school. Yeah, if you haven't been part of our Come Home to Cortez cooking class, we've got a class coming up next Monday, the 6th of May, is it? The subject matter of this class, Emilia-Romagna, one of my favorite regions of Italy. Yeah, if you haven't been to our cooking school, we'd love to have you be part of it. Go to cortez.net. and register today. Couple spots left for Emilia Romagna. June, it's risotto. And July, we are outside with summer treats. Lots of great classes planned. Check them all out at cortez.net. But Emilia Romagna is the next class in May. We'd love to have you be in that class. So, good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Carrie Hewitt from the Hamburg branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Hey, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up your direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open until noon today. Stop in or call us at 716-646-9480, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
Fallsview Food and Drink Fest is back June 6th to 9th. 4 days, four experiences not to be missed. Saturday, June 8th, savor food and drink samples while celebrity chefs Mary Berg, Aron Sanchez, Rocco DiSpirito, and Jeffrey Zakarian entertain with live action demonstrations on the main stage with host John Cattucci. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster. Must be 19 or older. Visit FallsviewCasinoResort.com for details. Fallsview Food and Drink Fest, June 6th to 9th at Fallsview Casino.
New York State is home to the McGuire Automotive Group. We're so proud to be serving our local communities for almost 50 years. We've grown and now bring you 18 new car brands across 18 different locations. You've heard about our upfront lowest price guarantee and our excellent reputation for outstanding service. McGuire would also like to introduce you to our exclusive McGuire Family Assurance Program. When you buy a new or pre-owned vehicle from us, and within the first year of ownership, you experience an unfortunate life event, just bring the car back. Whether it's unexpected unemployment, physical disability, loss of driver's license, or similar situation, McGuire will buy your vehicle back. If life throws you a curve, we're here to help. That's how we do business. Let McGuire show you how easy and stress-free purchasing a new or pre-owned vehicle can be. Shop us today in Ithaca, Trumansburg, Watkins Glen, Syracuse, Baldwinsville, Canandaigua, and Grand Island. McGuire, right by you. Or quick as a click at McGuireCars.com. See dealer for details.
So everybody is advertising that they install generators, but how many of them service them? Well, guess what, folks? TRS does. That's right. TRS, heating and air conditioning and electrical. And they proudly and confidently offer you generator maintenance. And get ready for this. The Hammer Time discount, $125 plus tax. It's only $125 plus tax. They perform the essentials, like removing the engine oil. Yep, they replace that. Oil filter. Yep, they replace that. Air filter. Yep, they replace that. Spark plugs. Yeah, they give you new ones. They check the battery, the charger, the timer, and the transfer switch. They make sure that your generator will be there when you need it. Folks, don't be left in the dark. Let TRS give you peace of mind. Call my friends at TRS. In fact, they're on next week, so stay tuned for that. And your Hammer Time special, $125 plus tax, gets you a tuned-up generator. And best of all, they'll mark their calendar so you don't have to mark yours. I love that. TRS, powering tomorrow, comforting today. TRS, your one-stop solution for HVAC and electrical excellence. Their phone number, 716-825-9911. That's 825-9911. Call them today. As for the Dominic special, $125 plus tax gets you a tuned-up generator.
Did you know there's a way to save money on repair costs and lengthen the life cycle of your vehicle? Crown is the number one rust control company with over 35 years of experience in the industry. And Linex of Western New York is your Crown Rust Protection Center. We offer our customers peace of mind by using only environmentally friendly products. Linex Protective Coatings is offering Crown Rust Proofing early appointments. Book now and get $25 off. Call Linex Protective Coatings at 716-686-9133. Or check us out online at linexwny.com.
Stock number 240Z2172T, MSRP 27995.
Just what you're looking for. Basil, Basil, just what you're looking for.
Now until April 30th, it's Joe Basil Chevrolet's 71st anniversary event. Our best availability of the year. 152 of the tough-to-find Trax and Trailblazers. 128 Equinox and Blazers that are in high demand. And 24 of the completely redesigned Chevy Traverse. And new 2024 Chevy Equinox leases start at just $179 a month with no security deposit needed. Over 900 new Chevrolets in stock and available now. Shop right now at Joe Basil Chevrolet. Now until April 30th, it's Joe Basil Chevrolet's 71st anniversary event. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Just ask what I'm looking for. Basil, Basil, just great deals.
$37.55 total due at signing. Must have a current Chevy lease in household. See dealer for details.
Well, it is construction season, and Gorilla Garage Gear is here to assist you with your garage floor needs, as well as your garage door needs. And your garage storage needs. That's right, Gorilla Garage Gear. You know, talking about their floor, though, numerous companies offer a variety of epoxy coatings. But what does set Gorilla apart? Well, it comes with a vapor barrier, folks, and that's a crucial feature, especially since we have high moisture here in Western New York. And many competitors, they avoid using polyurea. Polyurea offers quick curing, and you see that typically with the one-day installs, but it lacks protection against vapor penetration. Also, their warranty stands out. It's 15 years. That's right. So why shy away from providing coverage against vapor transmission, ensuring you that you're protected by going with Gorilla Floors? It's not going to delaminate, folks. Whether you choose Gorilla Floors, you need that vapor barrier and ensure that you're covered with a warranty. So here's their number, 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927 for your garage floors, for your garage doors, and for your garage storage. Gorilla Garage Gear. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
1021 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic, and how are you? 803-0930. It's the number for you to call. Open phone lines today, and anything around the house that needs my attention, we're here for you, as we are each and every Saturday morning at 10 on WBEN. As we begin in Albion, and Tim, good morning. We're at your house.
Hi, Dominic. How are you today?
Good, Tim. Thanks for calling in. What can we do for you?
Okay, I called you last week because I had a problem with my kitchen cabinet trim that was I was told was shrinking because it was dry in
right.
the house.
I remember.
All right. And you told me to go and get one of those meters to register humidity.
Right.
All right. So I did. My humidity in the house is anywhere between 58% and 62%.
That's high.
That's high.
Yep.
All right. So
yep.
Obviously it's not dry.
Correct.
Okay. So as I looked more at the cabinet, we have a bunch of fairly heavy dishes in the cabinet. It's located above the refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's a cabinet that you put things that you don't use all of the time.
Right, right. Is it 24 right? inches deep or 12 inches deep?
24.
So it's the depth of the fridge or close to it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And looking at it, I'm beginning to think it's the weight of
yeah.
the dishes in there that is really...
Yeah. I will tell you, Tim, I will tell you this, Tim. That is a difficult cabinet for our installers to mount because of the fact that it's short and it's deep and it's hard to anchor. So what we always do when a cabinet stands above the fridge, if it's standing alone above the fridge, is we insist on a side panel so that we can support it.
Right. Well, this has a side panel. Because
okay.
It's up against... one wall, a wall that actually is part of the area that goes down into our cellar.
Okay.
Okay. And that side seems to be the side that is dipping down the most.
Okay, so let's...
But then I noticed on the other side of it, there's another cabinet.
Yeah, okay.
And there's no anchor on the
All right.
other side.
So here's what I would do under this circumstance. We know it's not the dryness, so there you go. We cross that off the list. In fact, I'm a little concerned about that humidity level, by the way. Are you falsely humidifying the house?
We're not, no.
That seems high, but that's another question. Anyway, well, here's what I would do to fix this cabinet issue. First, I would remove some weight. Then... Okay. I would shore the cabinet up by rectifying the movement. That'll help.
I don't have the skills to do that, but I have been in contact with the people that put the cabinet in because it's a new house. It's 4 years old.
Okay.
Those are basically new cabinets.
Okay.
I've sent them pictures. At the time, I thought it was a shrinkage.
Right.
Right,
they're probably not going to come back. They're probably not going to come back for free under the fact that it's nothing to do with workmanship. It appears it's probably very well could be related to the weight. But our ultimate goal here is not to blame, but to get it fixed. So I would say go ahead and take weight out and suggest that they come back and you'll pay them to fix it. And then keep your eye on it. And then know that, yeah, everything has a weight limit no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I shouldn't blame the quality of the cabinets because this is happening.
I think you're safe to say that, yes. It's not the cabinets. It's the weight.
Okay.
All right.
And I guess we were never warned or we didn't have any
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you think about a cabinet, you could fill it, you know, it has certain size, and you think you can fill it to its capacity. But that's certainly, you know, especially dishes, they're so heavy, and that is an awkward cabinet to support, as I said. So, yeah, I would think we're on the right track now. But, you know, real quick on the humidity, because the house is newer, you might not be getting enough fresh air in that house.
Well, okay, because we have, you know, we have air in the summer. So our windows aren't open a lot.
Yeah, but this would be more of a wintertime problem than it would be a summertime problem. So I would say we should look at, do you have an air exchanger on the furnace?
I'm not sure I know what that is.
Okay, it would be an inducer that would bring fresh air into the furnace so it's not operating with household air.
Yeah.
So you can check that out in the basement. If you don't have an air exchanger, that's something you might want to consider. Do you have condensation in the winter?
No, we don't.
Okay, well, that's a good sign. You know, you might be right on the threshold of that being a concern. You have no mold or mildew problems?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, then, you know, we may not be as high as we think as far as it being a concern. It's just that the reading seemed a little high to me.
Right.
Okay.
Right, okay.
So keep your eye on that. If you ever see issues with condensation in the winter or anything to do with mustiness or mold, that's an indication of overhumidification.
Right.
All right?
Okay. All right. And I talked to the cabinet people, and they did, you know, I didn't demand that, hey, I need this done for free. I told them, you know, whatever we need to do to get it
yeah.
fixed.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, you know, but... So I'm on the right track.
You are.
In regards to talking to the people that
yep.
made the cabinets and have them come back out. And
you could say confidently that we ruled out anything to do with dryness.
Right.
Okay. All right, Tim.
Okay,
good
great.
Luck with that.
Thank
Thanks for calling back.
All right.
And we'll go to the bottom of the hour and top of the news. We'll be back with more after this.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. The Buffalo Bandits take the next step toward a successful defense of the National Lacrosse League Championship with a first-round matchup against the Georgia Swarm at KeyBank Center. The Bandits are the fourth seed. It's National Take Back Day as police agencies provide a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposing prescription drugs while educating the general public as well about the potential for abuse of medications. A number of events are taking place today. At Gow School, groundbreaking of a new building, Howard Hall.
We'll have modernized classrooms that focus on our multisensory approach to learning. Howard Hall will also contain a new health and wellness center, including counseling, which is something that we're in desperate need of, especially since we've become a co-ed school.
Head of the school, John Monroe Jr., says the building is named after former headmaster Norman Howard. The building should be ready for the 2025-26 school year. 97 IRS-certified accounting students from the UB School of Management helped out residents fill out tax forms for free. Faculty advisor Cassie Wynn says the program paid off.
In total, we have put in a refund of over $300,000 back into the community. And on top of that, also earn income credits of about $98,000. Which I'm really happy to see that, you know, we are able to put that money back into the community.
Since 2008, the program has brought more than $13.3 million in tax refunds back into the region. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Well, each and every Saturday morning at about this time, we look forward to a phone call from our good friend Peter Gordon from IndoAir Professionals. And what do we talk about? Well, we talk about the essential components of what you need to know about being healthy in your home. That's right, breathing clean indoor air. It's essential, folks, often overlooked because it's out of sight and out of mind, but yet deep down in your ductwork is lurking irritants that are the feeding grounds for dust mites. One of the most irritating allergens is the dust mite feces, and these detestable, unhealthy allergens are lurking there for you to breathe in. Of course, the medical-grade air purifier, essential if you have upper respiratory issues, and of course, we're talking about moisture and keeping that out of your house. How about the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier? It is the Cadillac. All available from IndoAir Professionals. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
It's all about the health and everything that we do, whether it's the most thorough duct cleaning service on the planet, which we have testimony to after doing 70,000 jobs and having 2,600 of them being cleaned by somebody else beforehand in the past, whatever, 3 to 10 years. And we always pull out that bushel of dirt left behind. So you may have thought you had your ducts clean, but if it wasn't with indoor air, you haven't had it done thoroughly, you won't get the health benefits that you're talking about.
There you go. 716-683-3000. Get ready for this part. Extension 303. That's going to put you right to Peter's desk. 716-683-3000. Extension 303. The Hammer Time Radio discounts for the last Saturday of April.
All right. Wow, it is. That's unbelievable. Mayday, mayday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, all right. You mentioned the Healthway medical grade air purifier. Once again, the technology is 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. Hard to believe, but that's why we get such great health results once again. So the portable that covers 1,200 square feet is $350 off. The whole house Super V, which connects right to your furnace, will do the whole house. That is $500 off. And let's see what other products. You've mentioned the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier, $300 off. And then lastly, if you're a first-time caller for the duct cleaning, you'll get at least $160 off. And you, if you're one of the 65,000-plus repeat customers that are ready to go again, you're going to get greater savings than that, and you probably got a postcard in the mail on that.
716-683-3000, extension 303. You heard the discounts, and only you can get them. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Western New York. It heralds the arrival of a fresh beginning, the dawning of new possibilities and the opportunities that lay ahead. And at Wester Lincoln, it has arrived in the form of the brand new redesigned 2024 Lincoln Nautilus. Its style draws you in and then immerses you in the all-new Lincoln digital experience, sophisticated and completely customizable with its dashboard-wide panoramic display. The 2024 Lincoln Nautilus is the next generation luxury SUV you have been waiting for, and it can come right to you with Wester Lincoln's concierge service, where we bring any new Lincoln to you to test drive anywhere in Western New York, home or office. And then after purchase, pick up your vehicle and return it upon completion of any service or maintenance. The all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus is here now. Stop in today for great offers and to experience it firsthand at the area's exclusive new Lincoln dealer in Western New York, Wester Lincoln, across Millersport Highway from Wester Ford and Amherst. If you're thinking Lincoln, think Wester Lincoln and immerse yourself.
Looking for a job that'll feel more like a career you'll fall in love with? Join Odyssey. From the programming and on-air side if you're a music, sports, or news lover, to the business and sales side that makes everything tick, we need you on our team. Odyssey even offers an annual fellowship program where you can learn to hone your skills from true masters of their craft. Odyssey is more than a job. It's a career you'll fall in love with. Visit odyssey.com/careers and maybe we'll see you around the office. That's odyssey.com/careers.
At Odyssey, we help protect this planet we all share through our One Thing sustainability initiatives. We donate $1 million of media every year to local environmental nonprofit organizations. And this month, our Odyssey teams will be out in our local communities cleaning up, planting trees, and more. When we each do one thing, it becomes 100, 1,000, a million things for our planet. What's your one thing? For more, download the free Odyssey app or go to odyssey.com/one thing.
Hi, Steve Tasker along with Alex for Wester Subaru.
If you're looking for that special SUV, don't be left out in the cold this spring.
Get into a new 2024 Subaru Forester Wilderness all-wheel drive right now with 0% APR financing for 72 months.
0% for a full 72 months? Now that's something.
It is indeed. 0% for 72 months on approved credit through Subaru Motors Finance at 13.89 per thousand finance. Not all buyers qualify. Must take delivery from current dealer stock by April 30th. See dealer for details.
Plus, get a Wilderness and you spare some Wilderness. All Subaru vehicles are built in zero landfill plants where 100% of waste is recycled or turned into electricity.
And of course, we'll bring any new Subaru to either current location in Orchard Park or Brockport, or right to you at your home or work anywhere in Western New York for a test drive. Plus, the all-new Wester Subaru of Lockport is coming soon.
A third location coming soon? That's wild.
Indeed. Wester Subaru on Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park in Brockport and at westersubaru.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here. When it comes to big jobs like fixing your roof, I can't stress enough the importance of picking a reputable company that is known for its excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you do get superior service, and that's important. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate right now, folks, by calling them today at 716-343-ROOF, 343-ROOF. Or you can go to avaroofing.com, book your appointment there. Ava also offers 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
Watch Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's home improvement show, Saturday mornings at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. See Phil, Nick, and Michelle and their how-to tips, and of course, all of our Hammer Time partners, and a television version of this radio program that we call Viewer Mail. That's right, that's where you send in video clips or emails of your problem, and we solve them just like we do here on Hammer Time Radio. Watch Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's home improvement show, Saturday mornings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. As I mentioned at the top of the show, when you get your gas fill, make sure you put a little thank you note in to National Fuel for helping lobby against the repeal of the natural gas. They were successful in getting the HEAT Act out of the budget, the Assembly as well, so give them some credit. And when you see your state assemblyman, thank him for slowing this down. And we'll certainly be looking for updates on whether it's going to come back to haunt us later. 803-0930 as we go to Waynesville and say good morning to Anne-Marie. Good morning, Anne-Marie. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. I just want to thank you so much for introducing us to Gorilla Garage Gear.
Oh, okay.
Last October, the end of October, Bob came out. We had several companies come out and give us their spiel, and Bob came out, and we just liked him. Mm-hmm. He was just a good person. He was informative, and he explained to us, you know, about the weather and whatnot. And so we waited, and we got a phone call when he said we would, and they came out. A young gentleman came out and explained everything that they were going to be doing, and they ground the garage floor was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was peeling, it was pitting, we had cracks. It was just horrible.
How does it look now?
Oh, my. I want to live out there.
Yeah. It's like having a new car showroom in your garage.
It's absolutely wonderful. Yeah. And they went up the sides. We
yes.
have that little 4-inch lip. He did all that by hand. He was so wonderful that I told the lady on the phone, I said, you know what? I said, he explained everything so great. I think I could install floors for you.
There you go. You know? Did you get other estimates, Anne-Marie?
Yes, we did.
So I'm going to guess they were more.
Well, you know what, Dominic? They weren't the highest.
Okay.
And they weren't the lowest.
Yeah. So what we've been finding in comparing them is that their quality is head and shoulders above, and yet they are not the most expensive, but they're not the cheapest. The benefit here, as we've mentioned in their commercials, is the vapor barrier that comes with the installation, that they do not use polyurea, which is the quick drying stuff. So this is the big benefit. You're not going to get delamination. It's going to get you're going to have that 15-year warranty. So you did the right thing, and I'm glad you listened to the show and take my advice.
Well, Dominic, when I saw how they prepped, how they applied, and how they worked, I can't even imagine anybody doing this in one day.
Well, I kind of agree with that. But yet they're out there, and people are buying it. So I guess maybe we'll get reports from them in a couple of years as to whether they have delamination or not.
Well, this was fabulous. I thank you so
much.
Dear.
Thanks for the call.
Bob from Gorilla.
All right. Bye-bye. I'll let them know you called.
Okay.
Anne-Marie's line is now free, 803-0930. Unsolicited, folks. Nothing was arranged. She did that completely on her own. I don't set any of that up, right? Jerry, you know. You answer the phone. Let's go to Buffalo and say hello to Ray. Good morning, Ray. You're next.
Hey, good morning, everybody in WBEN land.
Yes, thanks for calling, Ray.
I have a single-story roof that I need replaced because it's leaking, and I assume it's leaking around the skylight. I would like to know, what should I look for in hiring a roofer and what should be done?
Okay.
And my concern is, it's a single story and the water probably got underneath the sheeting.
Right, right.
How do I check if the insulation is wet or dry?
Great question.
Undersized.
Great question. I'm glad you called first before you acted. Do you live in the city?
Correct.
Okay. So the city does not allow more than 3 layers. I would never recommend even a second layer. I would suggest Go ahead.
You can stop right there because it's only a single layer and I want a complete tear off.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's exactly what I'd recommend is a tear off no matter how many layers. And the benefit of that is a couple reasons. Number one, it gives us a chance to check the roof deck for exactly what you're worried about. Is there any effect there as to the infiltration of water? Secondly, it allows us to replace all the flashing and really renew the attachments of plumbing vents, chimneys, skylights to the roof plane. And three, you get more life out of that new layer than you would if you layered it on top of. So when you have leaks, it's especially important to strip because you have to get to the reason of why a roof leaked. Now, equally important to everything I just said, Ray, is to make sure you deal with a roofer who's insured for roofing. Now, that's has to be analyzed more carefully than just saying it like that. Insured for roofing means that they have specifically listed on their workers' compensation insurance policy that they do roofing. Now, most people would be afraid to do that because the cost per $100 of payroll is $100 for every $100 of payroll. You're paying $100 in premium when you're a roofer. That's how expensive it is to roof, to insure a roofer. But the reason why it's so important is we live in New York State, and we all know about the scaffold law, which means that if anybody falls from a height greater than 3 feet, guess what? There's no arguable defense, and no analysis is done as to why that person fell. It's 100% implied liability to the contractor, and if he doesn't have the right insurance, guess where that liability falls? On the homeowner. So having a roofer with roofing insurance is essential to have a roof done in New York State. Now, how many people ask for that? Probably none, unless they listen to me and they hear me nag about it. So make sure that you ask for a certificate with the mentioning of roofing on their policy. And lastly, I will tell you that without doubt, I would have you talk to Ava, because not only are they good people, they do good quality work, and they are properly insured, and that's how they became a Hammer Time partner. We only let good people into the mix here, and they're top of my list for integrity and honesty and quality.
Okay, I already made an appointment with Dominic.
Awesome. Well, make sure you tell him you're a listener and you want the Dominic special.
All right. But also the fact about the insurance and any kind of home work you have done at your home, you have to make sure they're properly insured.
Of course. It's just magnified because of the cost of insurance for a roofer. It's magnified. So if you get a policy from a contractor and it doesn't list roofing, it doesn't cover roofing. So that's why it's so important.
And it's a point that you have to keep bringing up on a regular basis.
It's unfortunate that we have to be so careful, but the reason we have to be so careful is because there is no one regulating this. The insurance industry is one component. The building departments are another. So a building department, depending on where you are, will issue a building permit. If the contractor produces an insurance certificate, they don't read it to see that it has roofing listed. You could be just a general contractor, but you call this guy for a roof. Well, now you need roofing insurance. So that's why there's disconnects in our industry, and you have to be your own advocate to make sure you know what you're asking for.
Now, back to my installation, might be wet. How would I check that? Do they have to pull some of the sheeting off to look at that?
So,
or do we?
If you call Ava, you're not going to have a problem with this because they're going to do a thorough roof deck inspection for you. And then if you suspect there's any wet insulation, they'll get into the attic and they'll tell you that too. So you'll have the confidence to know they're going to cover everything that needs to be analyzed without question. And if they detect that there's spongy roof deck or any roof deck rot, they'll replace it.
This is the problem. They can't get to it from the attic. It's a finished ceiling on the first floor.
Yeah. Well, they can take roof deck off and check it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Good out after.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Good luck, Ray. Let us know how it turns out.
And the information you said about the insurance, please, everybody listen to that.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate it. Raise line now available, 803-0930 in the 716, or text me, same number, 803-0930. It's Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, we talk about the Hammer Time partners all the time here on Hammer Time Radio, and where did that come from? Well, honesty, integrity, delivery, punctuality, the list goes on. Insurance, yep, all of our partners are properly insured, and they offer you quality installation without a hassle. They'll be there when you need it. They'll call you if there's a problem, and that's how they become a Hammer Time partner. And one of them is Flooring Solutions of Western New York. Looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? It's Dominic here telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York. Top notch, people. Stunning luxury vinyl plank, vinyl tile, Cortec, great brand. High quality carpet like Mohawk silk. They have it all. Transform your space with premium materials, exceptional craftsmanship. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. That's FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. Their showroom? Oh yeah, they've got one. Harlem and Clinton. Stop in. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meet comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
It's Bowerly for Transitown Kia, the Southtown's premier Kia dealership. General Manager Kyle Tolbert tells me a whole new shipment of brand new Kias just came in, and they've been marked down with extra savings good through the end of April. That means lower payments for new Kias at Transitown Kia through April 30th. Check out the lower payments and transittownkia.com. Forte, Sportage, Sorento, gas-sipping hybrids all in stock with extra savings applied. Transitown Kia is where you go, and you're going to see a affordable payments at Transitown Kia. Not only is Transitown Kia incredibly fair with their pricing, they're also one of the best buying experiences in the business today. I encourage you to experience their revolutionary streamlined buying process. It'll save you time, money, and guarantee a pressure-free buying experience. Lower payments through April 30th. Transitown Kia, Transit Road, West Seneca, and TransitTownKia.com, the Southtown's premier Kia dealership. Transitown Kia.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All on the free Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Dominic Cortese here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or the sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. What do you do? Well, you call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Now, Don's a master plumber, and he has been for 35 years. His customer retention rate is a whopping 98%, and that tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it. And here it is, 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Milioto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Hey, it's Dominic here for Lenco Supplies. Need hassle-free, budget-friendly building materials for Western New York? Well, those in the know, go Lenco. Yeah, check out Anderson 400 series windows. They're not just energy efficient, they are your ticket to comfy summers and snug winters. Millions of homeowners choose 400 series windows for good reason. Built on decades of engineering and design, they simply work every single day. Stop by one of the three Lenco locations in Buffalo, in Waynesville, and in Kenmore. Or how about this? Go online and buy it there. Lenco.supplies. That's Lenco.supplies. For more on Anderson 400 series windows, those in the know, go Lenco. And we're proud to be able to tell you that Lenco Lumber is now a Hammer Time partner. So buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:54 is Hammer Time. Couple of minutes left for you to participate in the program. Anything around the house that needs my attention, 803-0930. And as we get ready for the springtime home improvement season, I want to remind you about ladder safety. Do you know that's probably the number one cause of injury is falling off a ladder? The problem is a lot of reasons that ladders are not safe. Most of it has to do with the right ladder for the job. That's right. Different types of ladders have different applications, right? So you're going to use a step stool for certain things. You're going to need an extension ladder for others. And the material that the ladder is made out of is kind of an essential component too. Heavy duty ladders have higher weight capacities. Fiberglass ladders are going to be more durable than aluminum ladders, that kind of thing. You should never, ever, ever use a ladder that's broken, has a missing rail, a broken rung, steps that are not level and flat. Any defect should be grounds for disposal of that ladder. Your ability to climb a ladder, yeah, that's kind of important too. Are you physically capable of using a ladder? Do heights cause dizziness? Well, hello, you're not going to want to be climbing a ladder if that's the case. So your ability to be able to go up a ladder should be analyzed. Where is that ladder set up? Okay, that's kind of I guess obvious, but you would be surprised, folks, at especially with us in the trades, we are super diligent about this. Setting up the ladder on a flat and stable surface, and an important, more important than that, or equally important than that, a non-slip surface. Yes, if an area is insecure, the ladder needs to be properly braced, or we need someone to support that ladder while we climb it. Never lean or reach away from the ladder. Another common mistake, especially for something like cleaning gutters, right? Up and down that ladder how many times? Well, and you're reaching because you just have that little bit more. It's 3 feet away. You lean your body. Guess what's going to happen? That ladder's going to go with you. So unless it's secured at the top, which is highly unlikely if you're cleaning gutters, you're going to lean and that ladder could go with you. 3 points of contact, that's important too when climbing or descending the ladder. The 3 points of contact should be observed to secure hand hold on the ladder. 3 points of contact refer to 2 hands and 1 foot or 2 feet and 1 hand. Only take small items up and down a ladder. This is another trade related issue. Try to carry something up a ladder when you're trying to keep yourself safe and not topple. Another reason why people fall, they're carrying too much or they lose their balance and fall backwards because of that. Carrying plywood up a ladder, wow, that's a challenge. And certainly climbing up and down cautiously and applying the 1-to-4 rule. Here it is. When using leaning ladders, like an extension ladder, the position of the ladder should be angled at a ratio of 1-to-4, which means the base of the ladder being 1 meter or 1 yard away from the structure and 4 feet high at that point. So 1 yard away to 4 feet above the ground. So these little tips could keep you safe and prevent you from falling. And when you fall off a ladder, it mars you for life, believe me. A texter writes, "Hi, Dominic. I want to level about 600 square feet in my yard because of poor drainage, but scared to do it myself. Any recommendations on a reliable company?" Paul in Wheatfield. Yeah, Paul, I do recommend Frank's. They're not a partner yet. We're trying to get them to become one. They do excellent work. In fact, I'm in the middle of a problem at my house. I've mentioned it in the past, where I've got a broken drain tile line that's clogged and flooding my yard now. So that's a challenge. It's requiring them to do a lot of detective work with cameras. And they have all the equipment. They have the right people for the excavating. And they have all the knowledge for proper water drainage. So I do recommend them. And my buddy Rick Pilarski. So you can tell them I sent you. And this is something you're right that you don't want to do yourself. That involves a lot of planning, a lot of plotting, and you do have to have the right equipment. And a lot of it, you know, is beyond what a homeowner would have. So there you go. Well, thank you, everybody, for participating in the program. Thank you to Jerry Craig for a job done well, as usual. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday. TRS is going to be on. We're looking forward to that. And we'll look forward to seeing you each and every Saturday as we come to you from WBEN here for into our 36th year now. Have a great week, and always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.